Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. It's another day the Lord hath made, and let's rejoice in him. Jesus Christ is Lord and our Shepherd. This morning, I just want to read some verses from John chapter 10 about Jesus being the Good Shepherd. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and he careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. And so this morning, I just want to focus a little bit on the good shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd. And then he says, and the sheep follow him, and they know his voice. How do we follow Jesus? How do we know his voice? You know, we have the Bible, and God speaks to us through his word, through the truth. A stranger will twist and turn the word to fit his own lifestyle. See, we need to fit our lives into the word, not try to make the word fit our lifestyle. A stranger will twist and turn the truth of God's word. And so it's important that if we want to follow the good shepherd and know his voice, we need to spend time in the word. We need to know what the word of God says. Psalms 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd. It becomes personal. The Lord, we know him because of his voice speaking to us through his word. And so this morning, I just want to encourage you, do you know his voice, or are you listening to a stranger or a thief who diminishes the word and takes the word and twists it to their own destruction? You know, I heard this saying once that a false teacher will always interpret the word to fit his lifestyle, but a true shepherd will teach the word in its entirety and in truth as it is, and he'll order his life to the word, not to try to fit the word according to his life. And so it's good that we examine our lives, and are we following the good shepherd? Are we following his voice, or are we following a stranger? And so, if we truly know the shepherd and know his voice, which we know his voice from in the word and from him speaking to us, and what he speaks to our hearts lines up with the word, we know we're following the shepherd. But if a stranger is speaking things that do not line up with the scripture, I encourage you, we need to flee, as the scripture said. It's here in verse 5, any stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. So God bless you as you follow the good shepherd who has come to give life and life more abundantly. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we bless you and praise you and thank you that we have a good shepherd to follow. We thank you for your word that gives us guidance, Lord, that we may know the true voice of the shepherd. We bless you and praise you for it, Lord. We just ask that you would bless each one who listens and help them to follow the good shepherd in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.